Makos per Gimel, Mishnah Vav 3:6, and the last of the enumerations of mitzvahs for which there's a penalty of Makos. Again, it's not a complete list, but this is the list that the Mishnah is giving so far. And this Mishnah here talks about the prohibition of getting a tattoo. The Pasuk says, Uksovas ka'aka lo sitnu vachem ani Hashem. You may not put a ksovas ka'aka. So there's two things there. Ksovas means a writing, and a ka'aka means like a incision into the one's skin. The idea is that in order to make a tattoo in the time of the Chumash and later on, the way they did it is they would first essentially cut themselves, begin etching in the skin with like a blade, and then fill that that wound with like an ink or some other kind of dye, and then when it heals, it would leave like a permanent inscription on the body. The Torah prohibits that, and it really, as the Mishnah will say, requires two elements to be liable on the Doraisa level, and possibly three. Because the Pasuk ends, Ani Hashem, the rationale for this mitzvah is that people who are idolatrous want to sort of like leave, like brand themselves almost as servants of their Avodah Zarah. You'll see even today, people put like the name, like they put like, you know, J-E-S-U-S on their arm or something like that. You know, they proclaim their fidelity to their God with, you know, with a tattoo. So that's the prohibition. The halacha will be like the Tanakhama, which who holds that any tattoo that has these two elements, meaning both the incision as well as the putting in of the ink or dye, is the Doraisa, regardless of the content. However, we'll see there's a third element, according to at least one opinion in the Mishnah, that it has to be that you're writing the name of an idol in order to be liable for Malkus. Says the Mishnah inside, Hakosev Ksovis Ka'aka, one who writes on their skin like a tattoo, embedded into them, etched into them. Kasa velo kika'a, velo ki'aka, if one wrote on the skin, like they say with like a Sharpie pen, but didn't do an incision, so it'd be etched into their body, just on the surface of the skin, like the ink, or ki'aka velo chasav, if one made the incision in his body, but then didn't fill it, like right inside the incision with the ink, so just like a scar with no ink, enochayev, then one would not be liable to makos. One isn't liable until ad sheyichtov v'yikaakea. You're not on the hook until you both make an incision and then write inside of it. It's written out of order here in the Mishnah because that's lashon of the pasuk. But the idea is that the kasiva, the writing, happens within, embedded inside the laceration that cut in the skin. Bidio uvechol can be with dio. Dio is like black ink that they use to write like sifrei Torah like. Kachol is like the blue eye makeup that people use. The point is, it doesn't matter. V'chol davar shu rosham, whatever leaves an impression, any kind of like ink or dye, would be a violation if it's embedded into that laceration, that cut in the skin. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is Das Yachid, Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the usual Rabbi Shimon, Eino chayev ad sheyichtov sham hashem. One is not liable to makos unless in the tattoo itself he writes with letters the name of the idol. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Uchasoves ka'aka lo sitnu bachem ani Hashem. As I said, explained before. So halacha is like Tanakama, meaning that any tattoo is asur midoraisa, assuming it's both, it's etched into the skin, both with a cut as well as the insertion of the ink. But one with the other is not a Isser Doraisa, and it's a machlokas Rishonim if writing on the skin or, you know, carving into the skin without ink is a Isser Durabonin.